And welcome back to Travel Time with Suriname Airways. I'm your host, Jason Bell, and with me this morning, we have an extra special guest. Of course, all of our guests are special, but this one is extra special. We're talking with a captain, Captain Stephen Ganesh of Suriname Airways. Welcome, Mr. Ganesh, and how do you do?
Oh, thank you. Well, good morning, Jason. I'm doing fine.
Thank you. And welcome back to Barbados.
Oh, yes. Always a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely a pleasure to have you. And in a different format this time. Last time you were live on radio, but now we are with a different audience. So we are very, very happy to have you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Good stuff. All right. So let's get right into it, sir. Could you please tell us a little bit about your personal history as a pilot? Because you've been a pilot for how long, sir?
I've been with Suriname Airways as a pilot for 33 and a half years.
Almost. 33 and a half years. Yes. That's excellent. So you've seen a lot of changes.
A lot of changes, yes.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about how you got started and where you ended up, where you are now. Because I imagine that you're not exactly a flying pilot anymore.
Correct.
Yeah.
I started as a pilot in 1992 with Suriname Airways. Mm-hmm. During the course of all these many years, I've also had, besides flying, as a pilot, I always had a management function. Besides that, I was quality auditor, director of safety for many years, also vice president operations, which is also the current position I have, besides acting CEO for Suriname Airways.
Okay, very good.
So I've been growing within the company and with the company.
Yes, yes. And you've borne witness to a lot of different innovations, different changes in technology, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
Yes. And of course, the expansion of the route. Or did Barbados and Suriname ever have a direct link via Suriname Airways before 2023?
I have to think back. We did fly to Barbados many years ago. And I think it was through Port of Spain. But I think I also remember a few direct flights before. So yes, there was always connection, and then there was a short time in between where we didn't fly to Barbados.
Yes.
But as we mentioned in earlier programs here, we started in December 2023 again with the flights to Barbados.
And we are maintaining them, thank goodness, throughout 2026, I understand.
Correct. We're maintaining them. You know, as we mentioned before, Suriname Airways is here to stay. And of course, in order to stay, you know, it is a collaboration between many parties and many of our business associates, governments, right. you name it, and the traffic public, of course, because we need them to be on board of the aircraft in order for us to continue the operations.
That's right. So what brings you to Barbados this week?
Well, this week, I'm here with my colleague, Angela Landbrug.
Yes.
And we are here for the SOTIC conference.
SOTIC.
Yes.
SOTIC. So SOTIC. I think that stands for the State of the Tourism Industry Conference.
Conference.
Yes, I think that was brought by the Caribbean Tourism Organization. Reimagining Caribbean Tourism, Research, Relevance, and the Road Ahead. And it just ended on the 3rd of October. What linkages did you make, or what did you find out? What have you learned, and what were you able to contribute and let people know about Suriname Airways and Suriname?
Well, let me say that this was a very important conference. We ourselves, we learned a lot during this conference, but also you got to take away with you all the insights from all the different countries in the Caribbean and all the challenges that we are facing together.
Yes, we are facing
But there was also a lot of discussion and information on how people think on the way moving forward. Because, you know, we can continue looking at the past and say, yes, we wanted to do this, we wanted to do that, but it never happened. So now is the time. And I think that's what the main purpose was of this conference also, to get everybody aligned and commitment from everybody, but also a vision moving forward. And the vision moving forward, as I can see it in this one, is that we have to collaborate more with each other. Even there was a strong voice echoing that the airlines must do more together in order to create better connectivity with the Caribbean. Because although we are in 2025, it is not a good situation that people have to travel from here all the way to Miami to come back to an island that is maybe an hour from here if you fly direct. So those things are things that we need to work on. And on the other hand, of course, a greater, I would say, in-depth look into the developments in the tourism sector in general in the Caribbean was also considered. And as we see, things are, you have things going the positive way, but there are also challenges coming
big
on our path.
Yes.
Big challenges, geopolitical challenges, financial challenges, uncertainty challenges that are coming our way. And those are things that we need to face and come up with good solutions.
Excellent. With every challenge or threat, let's talk about the benefits and talk about the good things, the opportunities that are there with the connection between Barbados and Suriname. Obviously, Guyana is also involved, so we should spend a little time talking about Guyana. Now, before we started recording, we were talking about one particular segment of Barbadian society that is taking advantage of the connection, which is our traders. So people who go to Suriname to purchase items, purchase stock for their business, clothing or agricultural items, food and such, and bring it back to the Barbadian market. But do you perceive any other opportunities and benefits between the connection?
Yes, no, definitely we see opportunities. And the opportunities lie in the fact that Suriname Airways is providing transport.
Yes.
We're providing transport of passengers and goods.
Yes.
Now, cargo also.
Ah.
And as we know, the islands, they need a lot of foodstuff and everything coming to the islands. Now, yes. Suriname Airways is offering for now 2 days a week on the Wednesdays and the Sundays, flights to Georgetown in Guyana, continuing on to Barbados,
yes.
And also back via the same route,
yes.
Giving the opportunity for cargo. Now, yes. Cargo is very important because that's what we need to start moving stuff
around. That's what it's called trade, you know?
Yes, and you mentioned the traders, and we've seen a growth in the amount of traders coming to Suriname because of other challenges farther away.
Yes.
Suriname is right across the ocean.
And we are all part of the same CARICOM.
That's correct.
So we benefit from the relatively cheaper duties and so on.
Correct. And I think we see many more traders are taking advantage of this, bringing a lot of stuff out of Suriname, even on our flight coming Wednesday. Last Wednesday, coming to Barbados, you had traders there with big, that's not a suitcase. Very big, I would say cargo coming to Barbados.
Yes,
so
yes,
I think we welcome that a lot because I think that was also echoed during the SOTIC event is that we need to travel more within our Caribbean area. Try to enjoy our own area also much more, mm-hmm. but also do much more business between each other. And I see that there's a growth in the traders coming to Suriname. We want to see the same coming out of Suriname to Barbados.
Yes, I agree.
But also to Georgetown and Guyana because, you know, on the mainland there, Suriname and Guyana, we have a lot of agricultural products and things that we can provide to the islands.
Yes.
And also vice versa, there are definitely products that can go back from the islands to Suriname and Guyana.
Going home for Christmas? Fly to Georgetown, Guyana in comfort with Suriname Airways and enjoy our trademark hospitality and personalized service. Fly SLM and get there cheaper. Get there earlier, up to 50 minutes faster than the competition. Fly with 2 pieces of luggage, a carry-on, and a personal item. Special terms and conditions apply. Visit flyslm.com or contact your travel agent today. Suriname Airways, your dream destination, our trusted wings.
Before we started recording, we also talked about what kind of other things do we provide. Now, Suriname Airways also has arrangements with the University here in Barbados,
yeah,
but the also
University
the University of the West Indies in Barbados and also in Georgetown.
Yes.
For student fairs and so on. To, you know,
you hear that, students? You can get really good deals with Suriname Airways. So
yes.
If you are a student and you want to explore, whether it's through study, research.
Correct.
You can enjoy student fairs. That's amazing.
Yes, and that's something that we're doing too. We are also getting in our first, because Suriname Airways last August, we were 63 years old as an airline.
Wow.
That mattered.
That's the kind of opportunity that the Barbadian, particularly business community, but I'm sure everyday Barbadians who, you know, whether they have a small trade or whether they're a student or if they're just a tourist, I mean, they want to come visit Suriname. And of course, the Surinamese public, I will make sure to get this episode put to their ears so that they can know that Barbados is a wonderful place to come. You've visited a couple of times. You've enjoyed some of the Bajan hospitality and the Bajan sights and sounds.
Oh, yes, for sure. And, you know, it is a very warm community. The same in Suriname.
Absolutely.
You will see the hospitality, that's who we are in the Caribbean.
That's
you know, so
it's almost as if you're a family.
Correct.
There's connections, you
correct.
Know. Fawaka! Greetings from Suriname, the country known for its warm hospitality and friendly people. You will feel right at home wherever you're from because of their multilingual population. Suriname is a great place to visit with wonderful festivals such as the Avon Vierdaagse or AVD Festival every Easter, Hagwa Festival, the annual Suriname Jazz Festival in April, and Ketikoti or Emancipation Festival in July. They're also known for their end of year celebrations, so Suriname is the place to be to ring out the old and ring in the new. Be sure to catch the attractions and scenery featuring UNESCO World Heritage Sites like the historical inner city of Paramaribo and the spectacular Blanche Marie and Raleigh Waterfalls, where you can take a refreshing dip or simply enjoy the stunning views. The adventure of a lifetime begins when you fly SLN in business or economy. Suriname Airways provides full catering for all passengers at incredible value on board their comfortable and modern 737 aircraft twice per week. Plus, you'll enjoy a preview of the friendly and hospitable people of Suriname from arrival to departure. See you soon in Suriname.
We also had a very good meeting yesterday with the Honorable
Ian Gooden Edgell.
Yes.
Minister of Tourism.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport. And yes. I can tell you that was a very inspiring, but also a very open meeting we had.
Excellent.
Looking at opportunities for air transport into Barbados, but also looking into farther region and farther than this regional.
Beautiful.
Also. So we are going to work on some projects also with the BTMI, who was involved yesterday in the meeting. So
beautiful.
I would say beautiful things are still coming.
And I understand you also had a bit of a word with our local hoteliers, the BHTA, is that correct?
We have a cooperation with them too.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, correct.
Excellent, So then, any final words?
Yes, the final words. Come and visit Suriname and also Guyana, because we also have to offer both of us good culture, friendly people, good hospitality. I would say for Suriname, sorry Guyana, very good food.
I would agree. I would concur. So, disrespect, of course, to Guyanese. Suriname's food is top tier. It's really, and I think it's a reflection of the different peoples that occupy the land.
Correct.
So I think you just answered the question without realizing it. Because remember, my last question is three words about the experience in Suriname. But I think come and visit would be a good three words.
What do you think? Correct. Come and visit and actually experience it for yourself.
Ah, come and visit.
It is right across. It is, you know, within 2.5 hours, more or less, you're in Suriname out of Barbados, because we have the ground stop in Guyana, 45 minutes more or less, and then 40 minutes to Paramaribo. So come and enjoy both Suriname and Guyana.
Come and enjoy. Come and visit Suriname. Vice Suriname Airways.
Correct.
Yes, I think those are three great words on which we can end today's episode of Travel Time with Suriname Airways. Captain Stephen Ganesh, you're Acting Vice President.
No, I'm Vice President Operations and Acting CEO.
Acting CEO and Vice President of Operations at Suriname Airways. Thank you for your time so much, sir. All the best to you and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Jason.
Before we go, dear listeners, please be sure to check out this and all previous episodes of Travel Time on our podcast page. Simply visit starcomnetwork.net, look for the podcast button at the top of the page, click it, and we'll be right there at the top. Many thanks again to our kind sponsor, Suriname Airways. Have a great day, everyone. Take care. Fly Suriname Airways to Guyana for an amazing experience, featuring twice weekly service from Bridgetown to Georgetown on Wednesdays and Sundays on our modern 737-800 jet aircraft, complete with catering and in-flight entertainment. With economy fares from as low as $174, Suriname Airways is your choice for travel to Guyana. Visit flysln.com or contact your travel agent today. Suriname Airways, your dream destination, our trusted wings.